A code of conduct will be enforced on the online dating industry to better protect Australian users after research found that 3 in 4 people suffer some form of sexual violence through the platforms, Australia's government said on Tuesday. Bumble, Grindr and Match Group Inc., a Texas-based company that owns platforms including Tinder, Hinge, OkCupid and Plenty of Fish, have agreed to the code that took effect on Tuesday, Communications Minister Michelle Rowland said. The platforms, which account for 75% of the industry in Australia, have until April 1 to implement the changes before they are strictly enforced, Rowland said. The code requires the platform's systems to detect potential incidents of online-enabled harm and demands that the accounts of some offenders are terminated. Complaint and reporting mechanisms are to be made prominent and transparent. A new rating system will show users how well platforms are meeting their obligations under the code. The government called for a code of conduct last year after the Australian Institute of Criminology research found that 3 in 4 users of dating apps or websites had experienced some form of sexual violence through these platforms in the 5 years through 2021. There needs to be a complaint handling process. This is a pretty basic feature that Australians would have expected in the first place, Rowland told Australian Broadcasting Corp. on Tuesday. If there are grounds to ban a particular individual from utilizing one of those platforms, if they're banned on one platform, they're blocked on all platforms, she added. Bumble said it shared the government's hope of eliminating gender-based violence and was grateful for the opportunity to work with the government and industry on what the platform described as a world-first dating code of practice. We know that domestic and sexual violence is an enormous problem in Australia, and that women, members of LGBTQ+ communities, and First Nations are the most at risk, a Bumble statement said. Bumble puts women's experiences at the center of our mission to create a world where all relationships are healthy and equitable, and safety has been central to our mission from day one, Bumble added. The other platforms that signed up to the code did not immediately respond to request for comment on Tuesday. All helped design the code. Platforms that have not signed up include Happn, Coffee Meets Bagel and Field. The government expects the code will enable Australians to make better informed choices about which dating apps are best equipped to provide a safe dating experience. The government has also warned the online dating industry that it will legislate if the operators fail to keep Australians safe on their platforms.